Bar and restaurant owners in McLean County are trying to come up with new and creative ways to attract customers without indoor dining as new restrictions take effect because of rising COVID-19 testing positivity rates in the central Illinois region that includes Bloomington Normal. More from Eric Stock.
Peter Connolly co-owns Maggie Miley's, an Irish pub in Uptown Normal. He says business was finally starting to recover from the early stages of the pandemic when restaurants could only offer curbside and delivery service. Maggie Miley's doesn't deliver, but he's considering adding that now.
If it's a week or two, hey, yeah, maybe we'll be fine, but if it's longer than that, depending on how long, I don't know about ourselves and many other small independent local restaurant owners are going to be able to survive.
Connolly says nearly two-thirds of his dining business is alcohol that he loses with curbside service. He says he's not sure how many locally owned restaurants will be able to get by. He says the restaurant has limited outdoor seating that likely won't be useful for long. He doesn't have outdoor heaters. Nearly half of the sales of the Mystic Kitchen and Tasting Room in downtown Bloomington come from alcohol. When the wine bar had to shut down in the spring, co-owner Terry Vanderlutt says they started curbside service for wine and expanded from there.
You're writing a game plan on Monday and you're having to readjust it on Friday right now. So initially our plan was to just focus on the wine, and then there was an opportunity to have cocktail kits, so we moved to that as well.
Curbside meals came later, along with 18 dining tables outside, more than are inside.
Between the patio and the curbside pickup, things went incredibly well during, you know, all things being equal during the shutdown.
Vanderlutt says she and co-owner Chelsea Heffernan decided outdoor heaters weren't worth the investment. Mystic instead hopes to attract more customers virtually. Recently, the wine bar held its first virtual wine tasting and may soon do the same for cocktails. The COVID shutdowns haven't been all bad for some dining establishments. Dave Heideman, who owns Game Day Grill in Downs, says he attracted a lot of new customers after the pandemic began.
Actually expanded our customer base because people just wanted to get out of their house and take a drive someplace that they haven't been to.
Even though sales are still 20% lower than usual, Heideman says the bar has maintained strong beer sales. It sells 64-ounce growlers of draft beer curbside. Heideman figures as long as the restrictions don't last as long this time, they'll do fine with close to full staffing. The new state mitigations also limit gatherings to 25 people or 25% capacity, though schools are excluded. But bars and restaurants are the prime targets of the new restrictions. Attorney Tom DeVore tells his bar and restaurant clients in McLean County and across the state they are being unfairly blamed for COVID spread.
If they were convinced that bar and restaurants were the super spreader and that closing them was the only available way to mitigate, I don't have a client that says that they wouldn't do their best to try to make that happen.
DeVore says Governor J.B. Pritzker has no legal authority to enforce the bar and restaurant shutdown. A number of bar and restaurants in Bloomington Normal are quietly letting patrons dine inside as the state's ban on indoor dining takes effect. A drive through the Twin Cities shows Rob Dobbs, Cheeks, and McGuire's among the restaurants keeping their dining rooms open. There are no signs or social media messages to indicate that. Other restaurants want everyone to know they're open inside. Jack Pingioli owns Jack's Cafe in Leroy and Tremont. He says relying on curbside service for much of the summer was a disaster, and he can't afford another shutdown.
How I'm going to survive? I like somebody to tell me, no worries, Jack. If you close for 2 weeks, here is $30,000. Keep your employees and close the doors. I'd be more than happy. And pay your electric bill, pay your mortgage.
Pingioli fled the former Yugoslavia in the 1970s when he was a young adult. He says the governor should let businesses decide on their own.
I was told what to do during the communist country in former Yugoslavia. And I didn't like people to tell me what to do, so I escaped.
Terry Vanderlutt at Mystic Kitchen says she understands the reason for the restrictions, but she hopes they won't be necessary long term.
But our focus from day one was the health and safety of our staff, our guests, and being part of getting the community through the other side. I think we're all in this together, and whatever we can do to get to the better place is what we'll continue to do.
Mystic temporarily shut down indoor dining on its own over the summer because they said too many customers weren't wearing masks. I'm Eric Stock.
Town of Normal Mayor Chris Koos joined several central Illinois lawmakers in asking Governor Pritzker to reconsider the data the state uses to determine whether a region should shut down. He notes McLean County's COVID testing positivity rate is one of the lowest in the state. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner also sent a letter to the governor expressing the same concerns, but added the city will continue to forward COVID complaints to the McLean County Health Department.